line 4 of today's daf, Chav Dalet, Dalet Amin Aleph, Iboilo, Ma'u La'azkir Shal Chanukah B'Birkat HaMazon. Now this is strange because we've gotten away from Chanukah a little bit. We were doing the question, Ner Chanukah, which one is Odif, that we got into the Yonim of Ner, which according to some Rishonim is Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. But then we started with Shemen Sreifa. And as Tosis wonders, well, what are we doing back in Chanukah? Why didn't we push Shemen Sreifa off a little bit? Still going to be talking about Neiris Chanukah. Interesting question. So anyway, it's clear that Chanukah is meant to be mentioned in Tefillah because that's part of its main function. The whole reason that we made Chanukah, we said earlier, was Kav'um Yom Tov in terms of what? Halel V'Hoda'ah. I mean, if you're not going to mention Chanukah and Tefillah, where are you going to mention Tefillah, Chanukah? The question is, though, Birkat HaMazon is something that's done in private. Not Pirsumei Nisa and so on. The person sitting down to bench. Is there a chiyuv to be Mazkir Chanukah in Birkat HaMazon? Do we say Kivan Demin Rabbananu, Lo Matkirina? Since I understand that if the day was defined as today of Chanukah vis-a-vis all dinim, so okay, I mean, it's Chanukah. You mentioned Chanukah the way you mentioned Shabbos in Birkat HaMazon. Of course, Shabbos has the additional advantage of Big B'chaya B'Seuda, so Birkat HaMazon is directly, okay, how about Rosh Chodesh? It's not B'chaya B'Seuda, we mentioned Rosh Chodesh in the Birkat HaMazon, so Birkat HaMazon apparently is a function of the day and the things that are done on the day, but Chanukah is a Rabbanan. So where its Avodah is defined, such as in Tefillah, I understand that I should say it, but does it also define the day in terms of Birkat HaMazon? So do we say, given the Mid Rabbanan, who, Lo Mat Kavino, what's the point of mentioning in Birkat HaMazon? Did we say that wherever there is even an element of Pirsumei Nisa, there is Birkat HaMazon in public as well, and even for one's own self, there's a quality of remembering a name. So maybe we should be masking in all elements of the day. Omar Rav Amar Rav Schora Amar Rav Huna Eino Maskir. He is not chayev to mention Chanukah, because we're not mitzakein to mention Chanukah. The Imbala Askir, if someone wishes to be Mazkir Chanukah, Mazkir B'Hoda'ah. The place to do it is certainly in No Delecha, because the main issue, as we said, was La'alel O'Lahodot. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikla Levei Rava. Savar Lat Kurei B'Bonei Yerushalayim. He wanted to be Mazkir, the Chanukah, because after all, it was allowed to be Mazkir. So he thought the place to say it is where you say Yalav Yovo. You say Yalav Yovo in B'Nei Yerushalayim, so why not mention Chanukah in B'Nei Yerushalayim? Amalur of Sheshet. No. It's the same as in Tefillah. When do you mention in Tefillah? You don't say it in Ritzei as part of Binyan Yerushalayim. It's not part of the Tefillah of Binyan Yerushalayim. Despite the fact that Chanukah could be seen as a celebration of Binyan Yerushalayim, after all, it was a restoration of the Beit HaMikdash, so it's easy to see why I should see it as part of the Tefillah for the Rebin. But nonetheless, the main element of Chanukah in terms of its takana was Lahalil V'Lahodot. Certainly you can't take the aspect of the Miskeret Yerushalayim and the Tefillah of Yerushalayim and put it above the main function of the Chanukah. Therefore, said Rav Sheshet, if in Tefillah, where do we put it? I mean, you got a choice just two paragraphs away. You could put it in Ritzei together with the Yalav Yavo, but we don't. It goes Bedavke to Hodah, which shows that the main function of it is Hodah. So why would you change that for Birkat HaMazon instead of putting it in Hodah? To put it in Bnei Yerushalayim? Such a, you know, it's interesting that people sort of get used to it. Yeah, I guess, okay, it belongs here. I can see why. But when you see the whole thing spread out, what the possibilities were, and why in fact, we do subliminally think, as we're saying, Yalav Yovo, why are we mentioning Chanukah here? You know, this actually puts everything into focus. So after Birkat HaMazon, B'Hoda'ah. Speaking of Hoda'ah, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro. It's not to say it's only a din in Hoda'ah, Baruch Atah. I just remember. The question is, where is it most fitting? Iboy Elohu. Mahu lahaskir Rosh Chodesh b'Birkat HaMazon. But how about Rosh Chodesh? I mean, Chanukah, okay, you could say, you told me Chanukah I don't have to mention. But the reason I don't have to mention is because you said it's only Drabbanan. Certainly Rosh Chodesh is a Diorita. So maybe Chanukah Drabbanan, not sorry. But Rosh Chodesh Diorita now defines the day that it is, and so therefore today I have to mention the day that it is. Sorry. Oh, Dilma. Kiman de lo asur ba'asiyat melacha. Or maybe the point is, I mean, it's not that Rosh Chodesh actually causes any changes in the day. It's not reflected in how I act upon the day. So then maybe there's no point in being maskir in Birkat HaMazon. Lo maskirina. Rav Amar maskir, Reb Chanina Omer ino maskir. Omer Reb Zreka says Reb Zreka, Rav who says maskir is right. Nekot de Rav biyadecha. The way to act is according to Rav over here. How do I know? Because the Koy Rav Oshaya kavatei. I know that Rav Oshaya also held the same thing. The Tani Rav Oshaya Yamim sheyesh behem korban musaf, any day that is mechuyev in a korban musaf, kegon Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaShemoed. So there, Arvit, Shacharit, Umincha, Arvit on the night before, Shacharit and Mincha during the day, Mitpalel Shvona Esrei Yisayiratim Brachot, Vohomer Me'in HaMe'ora Ba'avodah. And you mention what it is that is special about the day in terms of the Musaf. The Musaf is an Avodah. So the way in which it's expressed in the Tefillah is in the element of Tefillah, which is Avodah. And therefore I say it in Avodah. Ve'im lo amar, and if I didn't say the Avodah, and machzirim oto, then you have to say your tefillah over again. But on all of these days, ein behem kedusha alakos, even though the day I mentioned over here is talking about Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaShemoed, there's no kedusha, and there is nonetheless hazkara bebrikat hamazon, and notice the Beferish over here, that even though it's Rosh Chodesh, it's not a chag, you still say it in brikat hamazon. Yamim she'ein behem korban musaf. However, those days where there's no musaf, they go, sheni v'chamishi, V'taniyot u'ma'amadot, Sheni v'chamishi, excuse me, Sheni v'chamishi, what do you mean there's no problem, there's no nothing, Sheni v'chamishi, why not say Shmishi v'revi, I mean, what's about Sheni v'chamishi? I mean, you certainly don't mean Sheni v'chamishi, Sheni, I mean, because you mentioned Taniyot separately. So what is Sheni v'chamishi? Sheni v'chamishi, maya v'taniyot. What did they ever do to deserve special mention? No, I'm sorry, I mean Sheni v'chamishi shel Taniyot. In other words, where you have special chiyuvim and tefillas on the Tainis, which they would go there for the Yishamim and so on and so forth, or the Ma'amadot and the Beit HaMikdash, where again you had all of the special dinim and times and tefillos for the people who were standing in for Klal Yisrael on the Korbanos, together with the Kohanim who were doing the Aveda. So there, Arvit v'Shacharit u'Mincha mitpalel Shmone Esrei, v'omer me'in ha'me'ora b'shomea tefillah. Over there, the thing that you're doing is you're being mitpalel as part of your tefillah, not as part of your avodah, not as part of your hoda'ah. Of course, it counts for why we don't mention Hanukkah here at all. That's not what we're talking about. But there, you would talk about it in shomea tefillah. V'im ein in lo amar in machzirin oto. Since this is an inyana tefillah, you know, you didn't say it. You weren't supposed to amahake. V'ein behem haskara b'brikat hamazon. And there's no mentioning of the ta'anit and so on in b'brikat hamazon, and therefore, we don't have a problem. If you do, on Yom Kippur, you're also asking b'brikat hamazon. So the question is like this. It says over here, Arvit Mincha, Shacharit Mincha. We don't do that. We don't say Aneinu in Arvit. And we don't even say Aneinu, really, I mean, except for Mincha, because we're afraid the guy won't finish. You know, he's going to pray for the tainis that he never makes. You know, you never know if you'll make it through the day.
You don't fast.
Sorry?
You don't fast on Arvit.
But even where we do, we don't. We have our Tisha B'Av. We don't say any. The tefillahs are the tiniest in Arabic. Oh, so it's interesting. There's three menhagim. The Ashkenazim, of course, Ashkenazim never trust themselves for anything. So therefore, you know, even Shachris. I mean, I don't know if I'll bet. You know, Mincha already. Maybe I'll say Mincha a few minutes before Myron. Maybe I'll make it. So it's always the derech of the Ashkenazim to say, Anu lo bikim, Anu, can't be Semech on us for this, can't be Semech on us, just be Mashmer. So you never know if you're going to finish the Tainus. The Svardim are a little bit more, you know, optimistic about life in general. So they, in fact, say, Aneinu b'Shachris as well. But Arvis, no, you never know how you feel in the morning. The Taimanim are the most optimistic. They say it in Arvis the night before, too. It's interesting. Of course, there's tiny. I mean, this is brought by the Rishonim on the Daf. Rashi talks about those who talk about this problem. But the other Rishonim would say, what's the difference if you march from the Tainus or not? At the time that you said the Tefillah, you're in the Tainus. You have every intention of finishing the Tainus. And I understand you go through life worrying about what's going to be. I mean, you do what you do now, and you hope for the best, you know? I mean, our whole life is like that, so why shouldn't we daven like that? That's the Tainus. Fascinating, huh? The way that it's really true. If you look through all of the minhagim of any particular kehilah, it follows an overall mode of living of the kehilah. I don't know, you know, but the chicken or the egg, but there's no question about it. There's a consistency in the way in which things are.
Pessimism.
No, pessimism isn't the right number. It's being a little facetious. It's deeper than pessimism, but there's certainly elements of pessimism. No, I think one is Christian, one is Muslim. To some extent, I mean, but there's other elements involved as well, because the Taimanim were there before the Golas. You know, they're still the Golas region. What do you say in Yalav Yavo on Yom Kippur in Birkat HaMazon?
English translation, may it come up.
Huh?
English translation of Yalav Yavo.
I didn't hear it.
The English translation of your Bible says...
Oh, you were speaking English. I wish you were.
May it come out.
That's a joke.
What's
the
problem? Because it changes the nature of the day. It changes the nature of the day. In other words, I have to be master of something in which this defines how my day is. If it hasn't had an impact on the day and the halakhas of the day, I mean, what does that have to do with my bracha right now? It's a din. Maybe a din beyond. Okay, I got it. Well, it happens, it comes out Rosh Chodesh on Hanukkah. Now, of course, that's a rather common occurrence. It happens every year, it comes out Rosh Chodesh on Hanukkah. But it's a coincidence. It happens to be a holiday that starts 8 days on Chafei Bikislev, always manages to bump into Rosh Chodesh. It's certainly not innate to Hanukkah, is it? Rosh Chodesh would have been there without Hanukkah. I could have conceived the Hanukkah without Rosh Chodesh. So now the Shaila is like this. You're telling me that there's a chiyuv of Halel v'Hoda'ah. That's in terms of Hanukkah. Now I'm going to be making an additional tefillah of a tefillat musafim for Rosh Chodesh. Do I take into consideration the fact that it's Hanukkah on Rosh Chodesh, which is a coincidence, and mention in the tefillat musafim the tefillah of Al HaNisim? That's my question. Do we say, given the letter musaf b'dibay, lo matkarim, we say, look, musaf and Hanukkah don't go together. There's no musaf for Hanukkah. So therefore, if I'm saying musaf today, for all intents and purposes, it's a musaf that has nothing to do with Hanukkah. So why should I say now an Al Hadithim in Musa? Or Dilmor, shall we say Yomu Shechayach Barbat Tfilot? Today is a day of Hanukkah that has a fear before Tfilot. What are you going to say? Part of the Tfilot are Mityaches to one element of the day, and part of Mityaches to another element of the day. Is there such a thing? That we in fact relate to days in a non-holistic fashion? There's some aspect of the day and we live that part of the day. And then there's another aspect of the day, we live that as if it's unrelated to the other things. Now, this is a very fundamental question. In other words, does what one lives have to do with the way one experiences the Yom as a whole? Therefore, we define all of its dinim, and no matter whether it would have come without it or wouldn't. So, in fact, we find a machlokas. It's two completely different issues. Certainly, no self-respecting brisker Talmud wouldn't say trei dinim. So what am I going to do? I'm going to mix my two dinim over here. But I keep my Rosh Chodesh clear in my mind, and I keep my Hanukkah clear in my mind. And what is this wishy-washiness of Rosh Chodesh / Hanukkah? Fuzzy logic doesn't go. So that's the Shita of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. On the other hand, Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, the Amrei Tzarvayhu, those who are more into the chain game, they both say, Maskir, you can't have a day that's half and half. It is experienced as it is. Omer Abayel, Rav Yosef, other Rav Yehuda, the Rabu. Actually, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda's psak that in no baskir, its source is Rav. The Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Rosh Chodesh is a similar, interesting, similar case. A Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos. Had it been only Rosh Chodesh, would you have had a maftir? There's no Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh. So when you're doing the maftir, you are experiencing the avod of Shabbos. Irrelevant of the fact that it's also Rosh Chodesh. Should you talk about Rosh Chodesh? V'yom HaShabbos HaZeh, V'yom HaRosh Chodesh HaZeh. Does anybody remember hearing those words? No. So since there wouldn't have been a maftir for Rosh Chodesh, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. So apparently we don't experience in a day all of the elements of the day, even those things that are irrelevant.
Even though where the maftir is the result of that.
What do you mean? Even where we chose the maftir because it's Rosh Chodesh. That's an interesting point. That's all we're talking about. Why mention it? That's a very good point. So Rav says over there, "Amaftir b'navi b'shabbat." They not zerich. Let's kish Rosh Chodesh. There's no point in mentioning Rosh Chodesh. Yomoi Shabbat inavi b'Rosh Chodesh. If it hadn't been Shabbat today, who would have thought about a navi on Rosh Chodesh? Therefore, same thing today. It's Musaf. If it hadn't been Rosh Chodesh, who would have thought about davening Musaf on Hanukkah? Therefore, we should not say it in Musaf. No, wait. It's not similar at all. There, the concept, remember, there's two different issues over here. The concept of a Navi, this simply doesn't exist on Rosh Chodesh. For Rosh Chodesh to throw itself into elements that are not part of your experience of Rosh Chodesh indeed doesn't make sense. So like a Kalal, there's no such idea as a Navi. But Hocha, what are you going to say? I shouldn't mention, is there an idea of Tefillah? Is it an idea of halav odor b'tefillah? So it happens to be that today has an extra tefillah. So in that tefillah, there's no halav odor. It's a completely different issue. There's obviously an experience of tefillah and the dinim of tefillah because of Hanukkah itself. This particular expression of tefillah wouldn't be there. Fine, so what? I understand that. I certainly am not going to be master something that is completely irrelevant to Chanukah. But tefillah is not irrelevant to Chanukah. So why not say to halav adon muzav as well? Therefore, says the Gemara, midah, midah. In what way do you see that as a proof? Hatam over there by Rosh Chodesh and Shabbat, Navi by Rosh Chodesh like a klal. There's no such thing as a concept of a Navi on Rosh Chodesh. Rezacha, ite be'arvit, v'shachrit, v'mincha. You have your tefillot already three other times. If you want to compare it to something that Rav said, I would say compare it to the following. Eloha danya, the Omar of Achtavoy, Omar Mas, Omar Rav, Yom Tov Shechaliot b'Shabbat. Here we have an interesting bit. Of course, it's not Nogeya Us. Because, look at these next words. Hamaftir ben Avi b'mincha b'Shabbat, ein tzarich l'azkir she Yom Tov. Fascinating aloha. When you do your maftir on Shabbat mincha, when was the last time you did that? There's some who changed it. And Rav Haigon says, Vashem Atov Yechaper Ba'adam, making their little hagos in the Gemara. But no, it was apparently a minhag that Rashi brings over here, Matzati B'Tshuvat HaGeonim, Shayu Regilim Lekrot Navi B'Shabbatot B'Mincha. They had a 10 posik haftorah.
Make a fortune in
Now, Tosis, Rashi brings a historical mice, they were gozer, but they parsing, they were gozer that it was, you shouldn't do this anymore. Once it was mufsik because of political problems, they never reinstated it. Okay. Tosis points out that it says beferish in Megillah, in the Mishnah, that b'sheni b'chamishi b'shabbat b'mincha in maftirin b'navi. So how could there be a minhag? That's the opposite of the Mishnah. Therefore, says Tosfos, it was not a haftorah in the Navi. It was haftorah in Ksuvim, which became, in our days, at Pirkei Avot, in other words, there was an inyan to learn on Shabbos Dafka, and if he brings from the Gemara, that in Narda they had a minute to be Paskei B'Ksuvim, Paskei Sidra B'Ksuvim, they would always have a drasha. They ended a drasha, they would bring Ksuvim for B'Ksuvim. That became already Begeta connected to Kriyas HaTorah, and then I read it as if it was like HaTorah in the Navi. And that became, when they were Mavato, they had a minute, we should sit, we should learn, and so on, as a part of the Sidra. So Mamela, there was indeed such a minute, and it's interesting that Rav Haigon brings, when people sent him a letter asking, what is this all about, he says, even today, there's places in Poras and Modai, they continue to have this minute. So again, I mean, Rashi didn't know of it already, but there are such letters. The government. I would suspect, by my own sense of this, I would suspect, but again, I mean, it's completely a boy's story, which I hate saying, but we find similar issues that occurred when they were gozer against Tkiah Shofar, so they moved Tkiah Shofar into a different place where they were masked other tefillahs in strange places because the goyim were waiting to see if the Jews were going to be masked here. That it could be that all of the psukim that of the tadchumim and so on bothered them. What base am I going? What is going to be a base? What the goyim are going to be destroyed? What is going to be a goyim? Bothered them. So they moved it to Mincha where they didn't. And they found out about the Mincha. It goes against the Mincha. That's what it sounds like. But I don't have any. There's not enough historical data, at least not that I'm aware of. But Rashi says it. The plus episode, all of a sudden, the Parsing didn't like it. That's what it sounds like.
It's an
oven,
maybe. But
I just heard last night from your report, as far as being discussed by experts, so the directions of the shuls are funny in the Galil and the Golan. Right?
Yeah.
So it suggests maybe because if you were building it facing Yerushalayim, that was a clear message. It's brilliant, no?
Yeah.
So now that you can do is that you historically, it's just a chav structure. Maybe it's with the guard outside, and that's why the door is over here. So
really?
Maybe that's why you don't find the Aron. It would explain so many things.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's
a slur. It's a slur.
It is very disturbing. It just seems to be totally random.
The direction
of the show. It's always bothered me. What's going on?
The direction
was not towards Yerushalayim. Same with the political. In other words, the Romans left them alone, but not if you're going to turn Yerushalayim into the mirkaz of your thinking. Good thing. Fascinating. Yeah, you find the opposite. That was the famous response to the earthquake in Tzfat. The early earthquake in Tzfat, the devastating earthquake in Tzfat at the time. I don't know if you have the Pasach Shul, but where the famous thing where they were timing that Yerushalayim tovat et albona, that everybody was settling in Tzfat, nobody was being masked in Yerushalayim. And the destruction of Tzfat was a tefiyah of Yerushalayim. Why are people only thinking about Tzfat? It's interesting. So the Galil always was not to mention Yerubim ben Nevat, we won't talk about those guys, but they certainly didn't face towards Yerushalayim.
Since Rabbi said it, this Maisa where Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi sent, I think it's Rabbi Chiya, to go to, I forgot the name, to go be Mekadesh, the moon in a particular place in the Sittah, that that is like near Beit Shemesh, near Rehoboth, etc. Why? At least it should be done in Yehuda. But why, etc.?
Tough. So here, in any event, we're looking to some similar halacha. You want to find a day which has the same concept, but which this particular expression of the concept wouldn't have appeared. Okay, that would be what we're looking for. We have a day that has a concept, meaning tefillah, three tefillah. This particular tefillah wouldn't have, this instant of the concept wouldn't appear. So this instance of Musaf is not really chanukah-oriented. You're saying, therefore, it doesn't have to be mentioned. You want to look to Rav. Here's the case that we have. We have a maftir, and we certainly have a maftir during the day, but of Yom Tov. We just don't have a maftir in the afternoon during Yom Tov. And there, Rav said, don't mention Yom Tov in the brach of the maftir in the afternoon, even though there's a maftir in the morning, because today you wouldn't have had a maftir in the afternoon because of Yom Tov. Now that, there you go. So in certain aspects, Yom Tov, you'll know the Shabbat, in Navi, the Mincha, the Yom Tov. You wouldn't have had your maftir in Yom Tov. But the truth is, let Yilchatak Kol HaNishpat. All of the above is wrong. Now, Rashi learns all of the above includes Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Rav Gidol as well. So in other words, when we said over here, don't Rav Gidol on the Rav, Rosh Chodesh HaKaliot B'Shabbat, don't mention Rosh Chodesh and Minchada, that's wrong. Says Tosfos, that's not wrong. Rashi, should everybody was motivated to that. The issue that we had wasn't with the question of Haskoras, Rosh Chodesh in the morning, because the Gemara said Rosh Chodesh has no connection to Musaf. That's not the part that we're being dealt here. And in fact, Tosis brings the Rabbi Ochanan and the Ri that we certainly do not say. Nobody says it. Halacha l'maisa, we paskin like Rav Gidol. Nobody mentions Rosh Chodesh in the Maftir on Shabbos. So, but let's see if could call on Ishmaitza all of the above. Again, according to Rashi, even Rav Gidol, according to Tosis, besides that one case, which is so unique. Eloki, how the Amr of Yeshua ben Levi? Actually, we paskin as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi paskin that Yom HaKippurim Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat. Here's another example of exactly the same thing. You have on Yom Kippur an extra tefillah, a tefillah of Ne'ilah. But it's also Shabbos. Now, on Shabbos, you don't have a Ne'ilah. So the question is, do you mention Shabbos in Ne'ilah? Yom HaShabbos HaZeh, Yom HaKippurim HaZeh. Or do you say, well, wouldn't have been Yom Kippur, I mean, for Shabbos, you wouldn't have been Ne'ilah. Same thing as Musaf, conceptually. It's the same thing as Musaf on Hanukkah, which is a Rosh Chodesh. I would have to mention the Hanukkah for your sake. And yet, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, even in the Ilan Yom Kippur, Tzarich Laskir Shal Shabbos, you must mention Shabbos, because it's a Yom Ushenit Chayev Barbat Tfilot. This is a day that has four tefillahs. So this is a day called the day of Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So that means Hanukkah, which is a Rosh Chodesh, is a day. It's a bit in the Yom. It's a day that has an extra tefillah, so it has three tefillahs today instead of two. So Mavela, I have to say it.
But,
I'm not including Arabic here. We're talking about.
It's about Yom Kippur, like the Shabbos is not Shabbos. It's given a name.
No. No. There's different elements. I mean, you say the same thing about every Yom, every Shabbaton, and so on. Yeah. Now, aren't you contradicting yourself? You just said halacha is like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi about Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, but we also know that we paskin like Rava, the Kaiman Hilchataki Rava. Rava says, Yom Rava, Yom Tov Shechali Yot Shabbat. Where is the one other place where we have such an interesting situation? The one other place that we have is on Arvis of a Leil Shabbos, which is also Yom Tov, right? Where we have a whole extra piece that the Chazan says after Ma'ariv, which he never says during the week. If it had only been Yom Tov, we wouldn't say it. But on Shabbos, we say it. Do you mention it? It's great. So we have yet another example of that. It's beautiful how the Gemara manages to bring in all of the cases, each time asking it as a question and showing the difference. It's all right. But we have exactly the same question. We have a Yom Tov, Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat. The Shliach Tzibur, that's Yorek Lifnei HaTeva Arvit, which of course normally you don't have an Arvit at all, the Shliach Tzibur, that's Yorek Lifnei HaTeva, because there's no Chazor HaShatz. But on Shabbos, you do have a brief Chazor HaShatz, which is what we do right afterwards. There, you don't mention Yom Tov. So you don't say Yom HaShabbos HaZeh, Yom Chagah Pesach HaZeh. There's no mentioning of Yom Tov. And the truth is, when you read that, you're wondering how what happened. Like everything else, I'm being careful to say Yom HaShabbos HaZeh, Yom Chagah, or whatever it is today. And here I only say, stop, Kaddish HaShabbos. Why? Because Il Molei Shabbat, Ein Shliach Tzibur Yoreid Arvid B'Yom Tov, there wouldn't have been a Chazor HaShatz of Ma'ariv on a Chag. So why would you mention a Chag? Now here's exactly the same case You're telling me there's a din of Yom Shechayev be'ex tefillot. So over here, there should be a Yom Shechayev be'chazarat hashatz parvit, and it's also Shabbos and also Yontif. So mention Yontif. No. Come on, that's not fair. Hachi hashta, please. I mean, the truth is, it's not that Shabbos is a day that requires chazaras hashatz in Meir. It's not such halacha. You know why we have that? Why do we have that at night? We learned in Brachos why we have that. There's no din of chazara. We have it because we're afraid that when it comes Leil Shabbos, people who generally don't get the shul for Meirin, on Leil Shabbos get the shul for Meirin. Because they stop working early, they come home to prepare for Shabbos. But they come late. You come back from work, you got a few minutes to get ready for Shabbos, so on. It's very often people come late. They'll come late. The shuls in those times were outside of the Yishuv. So everyone who was there, heirs, the Shayorshin, so the heiresses, they show up early. They daven, and meanwhile these poor guys are coming in from the office, and they're running in, they're just managing to get the Shmoneh Esrei. These guys are finishing, and they're all going to walk home, leaving these poor people on their own, and to be attacked by all of these monsters that are hiding around the shul, waiting for some poor little Jew boy who's coming back late from shul. So therefore, we were going that everybody should stay late by having to sit around for the Chazor HaShatz. By the time the Chazor HaShatz is over, everybody has finished their daven. Yeah, but you know, once you get into the thing, already becomes schleppish. You know, in a normal mind, everybody runs out. That's it, the
lot. So at the end of the day, there is no real chiyuv.
So there's not even a chiyuv on Shabbos. We're going to say, Yom HaShechayev. Does it say Yom HaShechayev? Now, normally, on Yontev, we don't do this. So that's the question. Why on Yontev don't we do it? It's a different day. People come back home from the office early on Yontev, every Yontev also. So why Yontev don't we have the same takkan anyway? There's different approaches. Some say Yontif we don't do because you don't have that much to do before because you're allowed to still do things afterwards. And Shabbos, you're busy getting out of it. You can't do malach at all over here. Malach with Tzarek on Nefesh. If you don't get it done before, you'll do it afterwards. So therefore, you'll be able to be in time for davening.
What does that have to do with the men?
Oh, look at this. This is how they live in Montreal. Oh. Maybe we should all be living in Montreal. Others say, it's very interesting, two other interesting approaches, many other approaches, but two very fascinating approaches. One is that the Gemara says that monsters lay in wait, dafka, lele revi'i, I said lele shabbatot. So if it's a yontev, doesn't mean that the monsters are waiting for you. Because there is no mazikin, but there will be yuchat for tonight. So we don't have to worry about it. Another pshat is an interesting point.
They didn't check the luach, so they don't know the guy's going to be stuck in shul. Normally they know Friday night the guys
The other pshat is that on Yontif you can bring the flashlight. On Shabbos it's in the dark, so the mazikim will get you. But on Shabbos, why should it be in the dark? On Yontif, why should it be in the dark? You bring a lantern on Shabbos. On Yontif. So in Mele you'll be able to use the garlic and the lantern and the whole thing and get rid of them. In the melee, we don't have to make a takan.
Use the fire under the
stove. David, the demon is above me.
And where are the candle? You never took a candle around and under the sea? I'm sure. Okay, it's fascinating. But in any event, we don't have such a takan on Yom. We do have such a takan on Shabbos. So what are you going to say? You can't possibly say, I mean, that it's a day that's chayev and this new day. It's not that there's a din in Shabbos. You have to have chazaras hashav. It's rabbanan who takune mishum sakana. The whole thing was basically to make it possible for people to be relaxed and have able to pray without fear of walking home alone. Aval hacha, yomu shenet chayev barbat filot, over here with Yoshua ben Levi, who talks about Yom Kippur shechal b'Shabbos, it really is a din in a day. And this is a day that's chayev in four separate filot, including the ilah. The last case that we had, the Mishnah says, v'lo ba'alya, and then for some reason we get into the question of whether it's echad mevushal, echad she'eino mevushal, isn't that the same thing? Chachomim haino tanakama. We said lo b'chelev, which is any chelev. So what's aliyah is different than anything else? I mean, what's the nafkinu between a chelev aliyah and chelev? So chachomim haino tanakama. Ikabinayu the rav bruno amarav v'lo mesayimi. That's the nafkamina. If I now put in the oil, mix the oil. We had before. What's the din if you mix oil with other oils that are not kosher? So you change the surface tension and now it burns freely. Do I have a gezeira not to use that oil because I'll come to use that oil itself? That's the machlokas over here. V'lo mesayimi, it's not clear. I mean, there's no indication which shita of the chachamim, the original v'lo b'chelev, or the second Tanakhama, the Loba Alya, whether they're saying the Chumrah or the first ones are saying the Chumrah. But clearly that seems to be the Machlokas.
Well, the melted fat, one of the solid fat?
No. That was just the part of that break. There's no difference. You asked separately what's the difference between Alya and Chela. That we spoke about briefly. The question is whether there's a difference between kosher fats and non-kosher fats. That's just to make it clear that there's no difference.
Alya is
kosher. Yeah.
There are fats on it you have to take off.
Yeah.
Shuman and not Chela.
Yeah. Now we said earlier that the Ein Matlikin, according to Rav Chisda, is actually part of the first Mishnah, and it's explaining why it is that you can't light Mishnah Reifa on Shabbos. That it's some learn literally that because it's referring to a Shabbos which is Yom Tov, but others learn, like the Ben Hanano we mentioned yesterday, that it's exera every Erev Shabbos because of an Erev Shabbos that's called on a Yom Tov. So that Ein Matlikin B'Shemen Tzreifa B'Yom Tov, either it can be learned separately or together with the first Mishnah. Makes a big nafkamina, by the way. Because if Ein Matlikin B'Shemen Tzreifa B'Yom Tov, you have to ask yourself, when are you Matlik for Yom Tov? Are you Matlik before or after? If you're Matlik for Yom Tov before Yom Tov, the same way that you're Matlik on Shabbos before Shabbos, so I'm not burning Kachem on Yom Tov. It's Erev Yom Tov. What's the problem? This became a whole big issue, very bitter issue, whether women should light Neres before Yom Tov, or they should light on Yom Tov. And it actually depends how you're learning the Mishnah over here. Right? Is it if it's part of the first? It's not explaining Ein Matlikin B'Shabbos on a regular for Yom Tov. It's saying we're making it there on Shabbos because Ein Matlikin B'Yom Tov, where the Erev Shabbos is the Yom Tov. Okay, we'll talk about it. I hope we get to the Chazor. We're going to fall behind because of tomorrow. Ein Matlikin B'Shemet Sefer B'Yom Tov. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Ein Matlikin B'Itron. We learned before that Itron is the Tzurta B'Zivta, which is the clear liquid that has a very pungent odor. And B'Pnei Kvod HaShabbat, because of the smell, it's not correct to use such a thing on Shabbos. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says you cannot use it. V'Chachamim Matirin B'Chol HaShemamim. The Chachamim say any type of oil is perfectly all right, if not the ones that were listed in the beginning, which have problems in how they burn. But you can use, and now it follows a list, which we'll see in the Gemara, was a very practical list, in that each shemen that is mentioned here in the Mishnah is a shemen which was the shemen hamidina, the common oil that was used in a particular location. And therefore, there was a lot of resistance to Rabbi Yishmael. As we'll see later on in the Gemara, they stood up and said, and what are people who live there supposed to do? Only use X? And what are people who live there supposed to do? Only use Y? And so on. So the Mishnah indeed lists now the X, Y, and Z of all of those places. You can be Madlik, Frigus Shemen, Sumsemin, you can use sesame oil, you can use Shemen Egozim, all of these things, of course, we still use today. Sesame oil, Shemen Egozim, you only use on Pesach, but and only if it's the Badatz, you can use the cotton oil. And Shemen Sinono, so that's a tough one. I never heard of radish oil. That's a really good one. I'm sure it's not the radish itself. The Shemen Dagim, that also seems like an awfully smelly one. The Shemen Pakuot, now listen, pumpkin Shemen, but actually Pakuot is for gourds. So there's some gourds which you can get a Shemen out of. Don't tell me that I've got a different translation in Uncle Art there. I see that face. What?
A member of the board family.
Okay, right. Good enough. The Yitron, which we just spoke about, and even with kerosene, Rubenev, that's what they use. Rabbi Tarfon, under Ein Matlikin of the Shemen Zayis Bavad, you know, all of this stuff. You can't even use even kosher oils, you can only use Shemen Zayis. My time, now why does the Mishnah say you cannot light Shemen Sreifa on Yantav? The reason is, the fish ain't sorfim kodeshim Yantav. You can't burn kodeshim on Yantav. How do we know that? Omar Fiskia Vachin Ton of Fiskia Omar Kwa Veloto Tiro Mimeno Ad Boker Vahanotar Mimeno Ad Boker Beish Tisrof. What's the Ad Boker twice for? You just said don't leave it to the morning. Vahanotar and what you did, meaning and what you did leave till the morning. So you're repeating Ad Boker, it's completely redundant. So Matam Shain Tamad Omar Ad Boker. The third didn't have to restate Ad Boker, Matamad Omar Ad Boker. Bahakatubli Tenonu Boker Shani Misrefato. Let's say what it said Vahanotar Mimeno. So then Be'esh Tisrof would have been Ad Boker, meaning the first morning. Therefore, it's being Meramis to us, but the first morning is Yom Tov. You mustn't burn it the first morning. Ad Boker, you have to wait till the next morning and burn it during Chol HaMoed. That's a different issue. So then they're like, what's wrong if I burn it on Yom Tov? It's a mitzvah to burn it. So you see, you mustn't burn it on Yom Tov. Are you two hanging up? Maybe.
Taking time.
So, I mean, this is a very difficult kind of limud. It does this place. I mean, what does that have to do with the case that we have? We're talking about burning struma. Shemitz Reifer is struma. We're not talking about burning kachim in your house. I mean, obviously, I can't burn kachim because it's a chilul Yom Tov, right? I mean, I can't use it. So why would I be burning it on Yom Tov? Only because I'm trying to do the mitzvah. Okay, whatever. So the Torah says, no, now's not the time. Yeah. But shemen of truma, I'm allowed to bring that ephraim. So I mean, what, you tell me that there's a blanket isser to burn everything? Anything that's a mitzvah is an isser to burn?
Who can benefit from the truma? Just
a kohen. So the kohen's got truma. I mean, that's true about it, even during the week. That would have nothing to do with the issue here. Well, obviously talking about someone who owns truma, and he's a kohen, he's being allowed to be benefit from the truma. So he puts it in his lamp. It's tuma, he can't eat it. Puts his lamp and burn it. That's its primary use. So I understand, what am I doing wrong? To extrapolate from kachim to truma? It's like one has absolutely nothing to do with the other. And the pasuk doesn't even give you a remez that you're supposed to be applying this to truma, but this truma is called kodesh, it's a kind of magic. Doesn't make any sense at all. Very strange. So the rivatainus, maybe the very fact that shemen sreifa, there's a mitzvah in its sreifa, makes it worse. It's a fascinating svara. It's saying if you're doing something to be men, but lemaisa, in doing this act, you would have to do it even if you weren't being men, because there's a mitzvah to do it. Is that called malacha l'tzarchocho nefesh, because it's for you, or does an incidental use that you get out of something that had to be done primarily for something else, that's not called tzarchocho nefesh? And he goes into various places where this question comes up, b'chalal, where we have exactly the same issue. I mean, can you bake the shtei alechem on Shavuos? No. Why not? What do you mean? Why can't you bake it? I'm saying you're going to eat it. It's terrible on that, but why can't you bake it? Why should it be less fresh? So you see, apparently, that where you're doing something with Torah mitzvah, where Agav, that mitzvah, the Kohanim, will now be Zocha from Shulchan Gavoa. That's not called you're doing it for your own oven. Fascinating. Whole issue, which might have other implications in case of primary usages and secondary usages that come up all the time. That's his approach. The Ri's approach is that the Gemara is taking for granted that we would have to be geyser truma atapashim. In other words, in order for people to know that I mustn't be osek in burning kachim on Yom Tov, they have to get in their minds, in people's mind, truma is kadesh. That's what they call kadesh today. So in the Mela, we ossered one agav the other. But it's interesting, the Gemara just takes it for granted. Ein tzar from kachim, and therefore you understand that ein tzar from truma. Right, otherwise it would be us.
Only applies to Kohanim.
I mean, half of this room is Kohanim. Be careful who you're sitting next to. Okay, that's one approach. Abaya says the Torah specifically addresses the burning of Truma and Kachet. Omar Kro, Olat Shabbat b'Shabbato, V'lo Olat Chol b'Shabbat, V'lo Olat Chol b'Yom Tov. The Torah is stressing over here that you can do things that are necessary for the day. When it comes to Shabbat, by extension, when it comes to Yom Tov, things that are not part of the day's Aveda, you don't do on that day. Rav Amar, Amar Kro, Hu Levado Yaseh Lachem. What does it say? Hu Levado. What's the pshat? That is anything which you require, says the Torah. Anything that's a mikra kadesh, whatever is kol malacha, but Ach Asher Yachel Lachol Nefesh, whatever is going to be eaten by anybody, Hu Levado Yaseh Lachem. That alone. What do you say? Yes, Elohim. What's the rule about Yes, Elohim? So who comes to tell me the thing you can do, but not the thing that makes it possible to do the thing, which is makshirin? So you have to do a mitzvah. Okay, fine. I mean, you have to do an achila. Can you also make a pot to do the achila? So makshirin you can't do. So who below makshirin? And why does it say levado? Levado comes to tell me that and only that has to be a reference to something that otherwise I would have done. What's that? Lo mila shelo bizmana da'at yeva kal v'chomer. Since I would have made a kal v'chomer from tzorat, and mila by definition is dochet tzorat. So if the orla has tzorat, nonetheless, one removes the orla despite the fact that he's being over on Yishamer b'negat tzorat. But the thing is, that tzorat is dochet avoda. Right? There's a, in other words, a, it's very chomer, but Shabbos is doka for it. It's a kosher king. The mila, even though shalom is manav, it's going to be doka the tzarach, it's going to be doka the Shabbos. Comes along, it's better to tell me, no, where does something to do the mila shalom is manav? Okay, but meanwhile, we see from here that any mitzvah that doesn't have a kviyut zman is not included. So this doesn't have a kviyut zman. Do this mitzvah some other time. I said, but I have a chiyuv. I'm supposed to be sorev. Fine, but it's not docha the iser sorev on yontif. Rav Ashi says it's obvious why it wouldn't be docha. It says Shabbaton. Every yontif is a Shabbaton, correct? Yom HaRishon Shabbaton, Yom HaShvi'i Shabbaton. The Torah always refers to Shabbaton. Shabbaton is a mitzvah taseh. That means shvut, bishovet. Not only don't do malacha, bishovet. In which case, it turns out that every yantam is both an aseh and a lot aseh. How can the chiyav aseh of the esh tisrofu, the noser, how can that chiyav aseh be docha, both a chiyav aseh and a lot aseh? You want to come and say, I have a mitzvah, it's docha lot aseh. It certainly can't be docha. An aseh, together with the losat aseh. So in aseh, docha, lot aseh aseh. And therefore, there's no way that I could do it on yantam. Since I cannot do it on a yontif, again, question is that exer? I can't do it on any Erev Shabbos. I can't do it on an Erev Shabbos, which is yontif. And since I can't do it for kachim, I can't do it for truma, depending on which approach we take to the Balei Tosfos as to why to go to truma from kachim. Good. We'll see you guys, Rat Hashem, tomorrow morning. On time, bright and early, as usual. And we'll have to be mevater on a little bit.